know about you, but I like reading the residential real estate portion of Cranes. It's great stuff. I learned that Marshall Field V sold his Lake Forest estate for $6.2 million. It is quite a swanky place. I mean, just looking at it, wow. Truly the definition of a mansion. Then Juanita Jordan listed her River North mansion, just under $5 million. Looks like a gorgeous place as well. At a loss, actually. A little less than she spent on it. These are some of the gems that Dennis Rodkin brings us. But he's also got a great story. Maybe you saw this in Cranes this week, a story about condo prices in downtown Chicago. And Dennis Rodkin did the research about why they might be going up. He joins the show now. Dennis, how are you this afternoon?
All right, Anna, how are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, I saw this and I thought, wow, you know, we've actually had people call into the show even a few months ago and say, you know what, I'm buying condos because, or a condo, or my daughter's coming downtown to buy one because the prices have come down so much. It's one of those areas when you read about residential information about the sales and prices across the city over the last year that really have stayed flat, or I don't know, I want to even say maybe come down a little bit, right? What have you noticed?
They came down a lot, actually. I think it was in December, I did a story about condos that were selling in the downtown neighborhoods at prices below 2006, 2005, 2004. Prices did come down for those that sold. One of the problems facing that market until just recently was an enormous amount of inventory because it wasn't so much people jumping up to run out of the city, which is what a lot of people wanted to claim. It was that there simply were not buyers. There weren't people coming. I'm an empty nester and I thought I would move downtown. I put that off in 2020. I have kids in college in one of the Loop campuses. And I didn't buy them a condo because they weren't going to school. They were going to school remotely. Those kinds of things. Demand just disappeared. And for two reasons, the pandemic and the episodes of social unrest. Mm-hmm. So things got really bad and prices came down. Now we see this reopening. We see people rushing back downtown, recognizing it is a fantastic place to be. Right at a time when prices are really low, so maybe I'll buy something.
So you're starting to see that uptick in prices.
Yeah, well, we haven't yet seen prices start to climb, you can't measure it yet. Mm-hmm. I have had individual buyers say that when they were looking at one point, they came back a few months later and prices have gone up, but we can't yet say that they have measurably increased. Certainly, demand has increased. Everybody is talking about the number of visits they get, the number of tours they get on properties, foot traffic in the model homes for the high-rise condos. And so within the next few months, when sales start to close, is when we'll be able to say, here's how much has sold and here are the prices they've sold at. But it sure looks to me as if we're going to see a big increase.
Yeah, I bet you're right. Based on reading your article and what you just told us, I wonder, are we seeing the similar trends to what we've been seeing over the last few months where you saw certain neighborhoods continue to come up in both price and in sales? You have a low inventory in a lot of city neighborhoods where houses are just in demand. Is it starting to cool off? What are you seeing? And certainly North Shore and suburbs and things were doing well, too.
Well, you know, some people are saying that it has cooled off. I'm waiting for the numbers because the weekly numbers I get, which are not an official report, have shown very large numbers of properties going under contract. Not everything that goes under contract does actually close as a sale. Some of them fall apart. But even accounting for that, there's been a huge increase in the, what are we in now? We're in mid-June. From late May to early June, we saw very large numbers go under contracts. So I don't know that we're yet going to be able to say that it has cooled off. I may have to eat those words a few weeks from now, but I think one of the things going on downtown, you said, is this like what's going on in other neighborhoods? One of the things that is making downtown more attractive is that prices have gone up so much in so many parts of the city and suburbs, as well as the fact that, as you said, inventory is low, so I'm competing against other bidders. It's very stressful to have to do that. I'm probably going to pay more than the asking price. And downtown, at least for now, that isn't happening. You're not having to bid against other people. Things aren't going over the asking price. So it becomes a more affordable alternative. Downtown Chicago becomes a more affordable alternative, which it wasn't until really the crises hit in mid-2020.
Not at all. Yeah. And something else you point out in the article, things are back. Energy's back. The lakefront's open. People are kayaking, going to restaurants. Michigan Avenue's opening back up. There's a lot of activity and energy in the city returning more and more every day. And, you know, that's a quality of life thing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And if you're somebody who loves downtown Chicago and you're rushing back in to kayak or go to the restaurants or any of the other things you mentioned, and you start to look around and realize, well, you know, at these interest rates, maybe I could afford an in-town or weekend place, or maybe I could afford a place for the kids after all. And the other factor that we're hearing about is I spoke to a real estate professor who said, because people may be working only a few days a week downtown, I used to work downtown 5 days a week. Now, after the pandemic, things are a little more flexible. I might only be coming in a few days, and I may have bought something pretty far outside the city. I may need a 1 or 2 bedroom condo downtown for my part week stay downtown. So we may see a run on the 1 bedroom condos by downtown workers who aren't going to be downtown 5 days a week and aren't going to be in the suburbs 5 days a week and need a place to sleep rather than do that long commute out to, let's say, Barrington Hills.
One of my friends is a realtor, totally anecdotally, just said that there are people who've moved here from more expensive cities because they can work remotely and they're in tech world or whatever world, and that's happening too, because Chicago, contrasted to San Francisco or New York or a place like that, actually looks pretty reasonable.
Yeah, I keep hearing about that. I haven't had too many specific instances where people will talk to me, but yes, one of the things we have going for us, and we have for years, is that we are a far more affordable market for luxury properties in particular. You spend so much less here than you would in some of those tech hubs like Austin, San Francisco, Silicon Valley, Boston, all those kinds of places. If you have a certain amount of money, it's very likely to go farther here. And so then if the tether to the specific geography of the workplace was cut, I think a lot of people did end up in Chicago. One of the questions is going to be, do you then go back?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your employer says, yeah, now we really want people to be here full time.
Right. Like Morgan Stanley's like, get your butt back here, because if you're going to make a New York salary, you're going to be living in New York, not in Chicago. And so some of that may happen, too. Dennis, thank you for the time. I know you're a data guy, so we'll wait for the data to come in and see what shakes out downtown. It'll be interesting to see.
Good. We'll talk about it then. Thanks.
Sounds good, Dennis. Dennis Rodkin writes for Cranes Residential Real Estate.